Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown Podcast. My name is Adam.
And I'm Yusef.
And thank you guys for listening. Please follow us on Twitter. Follow us on iTunes and Spotify. Give us a review. Even though this last month of my life has been one of the worst I could ever imagine. Besides the two nice weddings I've been to, holy moly.
I can't imagine.
Like, let's go back to May 6th. And then let's compare how I felt then to now. And I want to scream.
I mean,
all right, let's get into it.
The whole season crumbled. Everything crumbled. It just
and
trashed.
You know whose fault it is? Ernesto Valverde. But let's get into that a little bit later.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about the Copa final.
Well, first half was garbage. We were weak on counter. Our midfield wasn't very good at all.
Trash midfield.
No creativity. Holes everywhere. When we got the ball pushing forward, we just let them park the bus. 7 to 9 defenders sitting there. Messi's just in a hole, can't do anything.
You know what was the worst part? Is I felt like there was that goal that PK clearly saved.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, the gods are with us.
Yes.
And, like, something good's going to happen. And so I was like, all right, PK saved the goal. That's good vibes. That's a good sign. Now we have to win, right?
You'd think. And then
Jordi Alba just got beat.
Both goals, he was there, and he on the second goal, the cross, and he couldn't. He was too slow. And on the first goal, he just got juked. There was a hole in the midfield. Guy just plowed it in the net.
So, I mean, you know, I think we all watched the game. We're all pretty disappointed, right? You know, I think you enjoyed that Rakitic and Coutinho at least were taking some shots, which you're right. I mean, they were at least going after it. Messi was trying super hard. I saw some stat that his usage per game was like the highest they've ever recorded by one player on a soccer team in a game. You know, he got that goal, right? It was pretty lucky, but he also almost had that crazy goal where he chipped it in. That would have been crazy. And then was it Malcolm who missed the follow-up?
Well, no. There was that one of the goals he almost scored on Malcolm, like dished it to him and kind of held off the defender. And then Messi kicked it, and it just came off the top of the post. It was so close.
And the second half looked better, right? He put in Malcolm, which was good. He also put in Vidal?
Vidal and Alenia. Yeah.
And Alenia, yeah. I thought that was good.
He took out Rakitic, which was surprising. He never takes out Rakitic.
True, dude. It just seemed like there was no passion in the first half. And at least
nothing.
There was some more in the second half. But by then, I mean, you know, you were texting me during the game about what it seemed like, and it just seems like teams know to play us that way, right? Mm-hmm. Same way Liverpool played us, same way Valencia played us. Like, basically, they push us high up into our own half. Rakitic, Busquets are not fast enough or offensive-minded enough under Valverde to look forward for passing, and then they just kill us on counters, right?
I mean, every time.
Every time.
For sure. And we just didn't look like we were in the first half trying to score, really. It looked like we were, like, we get the ball, we kind of just pass it around, trying to open something up, but nobody's being creative. Arthur, he looked good in the sense of energy and everything, but he just had no creativity. Alba on the wing, weak, didn't do anything. The only time that the wings started opening up their defense was when Malcolm came in.
So I want to go off a little bit on Jordi Alba, who I've been a longtime supporter, and I love Jordi Alba, but I think there needs to be some things said. But first, I kind of want to just give you some time to talk about your development on Valverde. Everyone knows, right? I had a little bit of development on Coutinho. I thought he was doing better than I thought he was trash. And, you know, I got crucified on the pod for it. Finally, you've had a come to God moment and realized that we need to get rid of Ernesto Valverde. Let's hear what you thought before the Copa final and then what the game kind of made you think.
Well, one, I was, just to start off with the Liverpool game, I was pissed that we lost, and it was pissed that he seemed to make no tactical changes. But then we came into the Copa, and it's like he didn't learn again. How did he not learn after losing to Roma, then does the same thing in Liverpool? And I'm pissed. But then he goes and does pretty much the same lineup, same tactics, slow movement, no offense, no creativity, and he just thinks, oh, it's going to work. This whole season's worked, but it doesn't. And it doesn't make sense that Bart is still protecting him. How is Bart still saying, oh, you know, it's okay, we trust him. His contract's still not up. Blah 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 blah. It's just,
it's horse.
It's crap.
Crap.
Yeah.
And you know it's so scary. And like, we almost had a joke running through the season and us doing pods where like, you know, even the first episode, right? It was titled Roman Nightmares, Leon at the Camp Nou. And you know, we kind of joked about it because we thought Valverde had learned a lesson in Roma and was preparing to have our team do well this season. And I feel dumb because I feel like there were fans after the Roma loss, and then even at the beginning of the season, like those two Clasicos we won, where they were saying like, hey, like, you know, the fans like me, Adam, are like, oh, you know what, Valverde might not be the best coach, he might not have the normal Barca style, but we're getting results. And looking back on it, I really thought that was true. I thought that he had learned from Roma. I thought he'd learned from some of our bad performances and was ready to have the team, you know, win. Maybe not play the most beautiful football, but he didn't learn anything.
He's too predictable.
Yeah, it's just so predictable.
Yeah.
I mean, there was just no attempt to switch anything in the team to make us better. And so, it's just crazy that he thought that Coutinho and Sergio Roberto as the front two was going to produce some sort of offensive
awful.
Game.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know there was some Clasicos where Sergio Roberto played up there and it went well, but that was with Suarez and Messi, not with the dirtbag that is Philippe Coutinho. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trashtinho, as I like to call him.
Suarez is out. We know Suarez is out. You'd think you'd make a bold tactical change. You'd think he's going to muster up some
creative thing to make us win a game.
I have Roberto and
Coutinho
and Semedo. It's like, okay, I've seen this all before.
Everyone's seen it.
Exactly.
You know,
Valencia's seen it. I'm sure they've watched videos and videos.
I'm sure they just, Marcelino, the coach of Valencia, just predicted the exact lineup and he was like, well, here it is.
Park the bus. Crowd messy.
All right, but let's get into some of the players, man. I think a lot of people I saw online were pretty upset with Jordi Alba. He had some line afterwards saying, like, well, we won one title and, like, the Barca fans expect too much. Also saying, like, this is one of his best seasons ever. You know, I'm not going to be some revisionist who goes back and tries to say he wasn't good this season. He was very good for a lot of the season. But his attitude's kind of bothering me now. It doesn't seem like he's, like, he's not self-reflecting on his own issues with how we lost.
Sure.
And, like, the more you think about Jordi Alba, right? I mean, you know, when we think about that peak Jordi Alba, you know, Messi to Jordi Alba, cut back to Messi, like, that was, like, March of 2018 when that was, like, a hot play, you know?
But people found it out. Predictable.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like, and you know, when I start thinking about the season, you know, with the hindsight, which is always 2020, it's like, what does Jordi Alba ever do that's not predictable?
I mean, it's the same stuff for sure. I don't know what else he does. And when he gets cut off on that left side, that's it, right?
Yeah, like, there's no interplay with Coutinho. There's no, like, nice runs, one-two passes. I've already spoken my piece about Coutinho, dude, but we need to move on.
Well, I mean, speaking of which, we have news, Coutinho.
Well, let's get into the transfer news after.
Okay.
But I think Coutinho needs to be gone. I think we need to bring in we need to bring in people to compete for some of these spots, you know? De Jong will be good, but, like, we need someone who's competing with Jordi Alba so he doesn't always feel safe. And that's, like, part of my worry about the narratives coming out that the players want to keep Valverde is, dude, if you're Jordi Alba and Busquets, like, legends of the club, people I love, and they've provided me so much joy over the years, but now they're older, they've lost a step, there are clearly weaknesses in our teams, and with Valverde, they just know, hey, he'll always play us.
Yeah, I mean, we have to make big moves and start playing players that are going to be more reliable, have more energy, can play offense.
Younger,
and
we need
defense.
To get younger. That's,
no, definitely.
That's honestly just like an oversimplification possibly, but we are just an aging team and we need to get some more fresh legs in there.
Well, as you look at Real Madrid, they're trying to make, you know, some good purchases and they're getting Zidane back, right? I think we need to do a similar game plan. And we saw Ray Hudson talking about...
I love that, dude. Ray Hudson going on.
Yeah, he's
and
basically saying that And we're not going to do anything in the next season. We're not going to win any trophies. Yeah.
Real quick, it's just that I think it's funny because there was that game between Liverpool and the Copa final when like Ray was saying some ominous like anti-Valverde things, and I was like, well, I'm not sure how he really feels, but he really does not like Valverde. Yeah. And this is like what it comes down to for me, right? It's if the board is saying let's keep Valverde, like. I can't even believe that that's what's actually happening, but it seems from reports that, you know, it swings a lot. Soccer reports are never the best, but it does seem like right now Bartow is saying, let's keep Valverde. It's like, what message does that give us as fans about the team's incentive? Like, what is the narrative they're trying to build for next season, right? Like, this season, it was clear, like, hey, we're coming back from the awful Roma game. We won every league game except for the last one. We won the Copa final. You know, we had momentum to build on.
Sure.
We got Malcolm. We got Arthur. We got Vidal. We made the team better than it was the season before. And yet we lost. We got less trophies and had a worse league campaign and had equally, if not more, of an embarrassing Champions League exit. So, like, if they want to keep Valverde, like, what does that tell us as fans? What are we supposed to think that... Like, what is the narrative they're trying to form about next season that he's going to somehow come... Like, does anyone believe that he's going to actually come back and make the team better? I mean, we gave him a better... I need to take a deep breath.
Well, they gave him a chance, a second chance, right? And he...
And it didn't work.
No, yeah. At first, we're like, okay. Then he seemed to make the same mistakes. And it's like a relationship, you know? You're in a relationship, and somebody makes a mistake. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. Next time rolls around, they make the same exact mistake. If someone cheated on you a second time and you accepted them the first time, what? It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't understand what Bart's going. He's got to have some like Stockholm syndrome or whatever. I don't get it. I'm honestly baffled by how accepting he is. And
he's come out like three times and said like Valverde has the confidence.
Oh, he has his contract. Yeah. He has my confidence. It's like, dude.
I mean, and what it really means, and this is like the part of the onion I don't want to peel back because my Messi fanboyism doesn't want to. But like, what all this must really mean is that Messi wants Valverde still, which is
But he's made a comment about it, right? He said.
True, but like, yeah. I mean, he's gonna say unity things in the press no matter what. But like, if even behind the scenes right now, it still seems like Valverde is gonna stay. I mean, you just have to read into that means that Lionel Messi wants him there.
But and why?
I don't really get it. I mean, you know, I hate because I just don't want to think about him retiring, but all the people talking about, oh, we're wasting his last few years. Like,
it's true.
It's really interesting to me that he wants Valverde there still. I mean, Messi had one of his best seasons ever this season under Valverde.
But it doesn't mean
And I think from some of Messi's comments, like, it does seem that he really wants to say, like, hey, dude, like, it wasn't Valverde who was out there who got punched in the mouth. He might have started a shitty lineup, but, like, we were the ones who were out there, got punched in the mouth, and just didn't do anything. All right, I think that's enough about Valverde for now. before we go on to, like, what we hope that will come this summer and, you know, possible coaches and et cetera, one thing I think that we really need to shine a spotlight on is how awful Pep Segura did at signing people in the winter. Right, like one thing that's not talked about enough of is that besides the like the games on the calendar that you could have circled and said, hey, Valverde needs to rest here, right? Like Huesca before the first game against Liverpool, and then also before the second leg against Liverpool. Like besides those two games, Luis Suarez again for the second season in a row, maybe even third, fourth, to be honest, didn't get to rest a lot in the second half of the season. Right, 32 years old, knees are going.
Sure.
And he didn't get to rest, right? And so you have to look at the board and Pep Segura, and you have to wonder whose head is going to fall for getting Prince Boateng, for getting Mario,
sure.
Right? Think about some of these people we took in and how they really didn't pay off that much.
I mean, we made some purchases last season as well that turned into...
Lenglet.
Yeah, that. But I was going to say even the ones that we sold and made money off and we invested, you know, used that to invest, but... It doesn't look like these players are even playing, or like at least the Colombian. Why am I forgetting his name?
Mario?
No, the
Todibo.
No, the one that played in the World Cup, made two bunch of goals.
Oh, Mina, Jerry Mina.
Yeah, Jerry Mina.
Yeah, couldn't we have kept? Well, I mean, I don't know. Lenglet did well, but
no, for sure. But I meant like we bought him, we played him a little bit, and then we sold him, and we were able to use him, use the money. I mean, But
who's going to buy Kevin Prince Boateng?
Yeah, it's not.
Right? I mean, Todibo, they say he's going to be pretty hot in the next few years, but like.
I mean, we even made money on Paulinho. And we paid him. He had a great season that year.
For sure.
Him, and it just doesn't look like it's going to be the same opportunities as we had last season.
Yeah. So let's start moving on to some of the kind of rumors. So I guess like the big rumor, if we got rid of Valverde, was Roberto Martinez was going to come in. Not the worst idea in the world. I mean, I used to watch him somewhat when he coached Everton. Great attacking coach, which I would be excited to hear about or to see. His defense wasn't that good. Ronald Koeman, the Barca legend who scored the goal in 92 that won us the first ever Champions League, he was going to come. I mean, I don't necessarily think he's the best coach. I saw him at Everton as well, and he was worse. But I think that, you know, these kind of Barca legends, I'm somewhat behind to get. I mean, I would go to a cemetery and rip up like a 200-year-old corpse and rather have that be the coach than Ernesto Valverde right now, if I'm just being fully honest.
Just have Messi coach. Just
oh my god, could you imagine that much pressure on him too? Literally the whole, you might as well just have him play 1v11. So we've been going on about it, but I just hope we get rid of Valverde and get a new coach. I don't know who I want, but just anyone else. So let's talk about some of the rumors now for the summer. Delight, keep hearing different things, right? What have you seen out there?
I've definitely seen both sides, but I haven't seen as many not coming as I've seen coming. But then there's also the weird Griezmann thing in the floating in the air.
Yeah, let's come to Delight and get a Griezmann.
Well, I know. I'm just saying there's multiple different things. But I haven't seen many things where he's not coming. But I haven't
seen... I don't know. I'm starting to see more. I'm starting to see that
maybe
PSG
popping up,
want to get him instead of us. I've seen Madrid now are in the race. You know, he's got agent Raiola, who's like the most money-hungry guy, like the Scott Boras of soccer. And so, it's hard to tell if the press stories are just ways for him to get more money or if they're actually, like, he's not coming, but... I feel like the narrative of him coming and that the signing being imminent has started to slow down. Like you were saying, Griezmann, I don't know that in sport, I think they had an article saying that the Barca dressing room doesn't want him.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if Messi says he he said this, or at least saw a report that said that he doesn't think he would fit.
So I don't think he didn't actually say that, but what they were comparing was like last year they asked him about Griezmann and he was like, oh, Griezmann's one of the best players in the world. I would love him. And then this year they asked Messi about it and he was just like, oh, I don't want to comment on players who aren't on our team, which is definitely a stark contrast. I mean, could be that Messi doesn't want to get egg on his face if Griezmann doesn't come, but...
Is he really kind of...
The reports that he's not going to come or that the dressing room doesn't want him is kind of weird. But at the same time, like we've been saying, like, okay, if Messi doesn't want him, let's not get him. But like if the dressing room doesn't want him, what has the dressing room done in the last 2 years besides choking big games, right? Like let's be a little bit critical of ourselves here and say that, okay, if you're telling me that Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba and Piqué don't want him, it's like, well, we can't do the same thing. You know, you can't just always be comfortable playing the same way and winning one trophy maybe a year. You know, I mean, that sounds ungrateful, but the team is built and the money behind the team is so much that you can't really just sit there and be like, okay, well, we won one trophy a year. That's going to be good enough.
We had way more potential than what we came out with, right?
Like, certainly. That's what we started the pod with. Is like, imagine going back to May 6th and telling yourself, like, hey, you know how good you feel about the Copa Final coming up and the second leg at Liverpool? Like, a month from now, it's going to feel like someone like ripped out your heart, chewed it a little bit, threw it in a dumpster, lit it on fire, and then somehow Valverde still has his job.
Which is baffling, yeah. I mean, I will admit I've done a flip on that. But anyway, I'm going to breeze past that and go to the weird rumors about Dembele Neymar.
Okay, first, just to start.
What?
Yes, he got hurt at the worst time of the season again. I'm not someone who's like sold that Dembele is not going to be a world-class player, dude. Like, if you took most of his season Dembele was so excellent.
No, I thought he was great.
So the idea that like we're going to trade him for Neymar, and you know, you brought this up, which I thought was a very good point, is that Neymar has missed more games in the last two seasons than Dembele has.
For sure.
Think about that, right?
He's been injured way too much.
And so, you know, I hate the idea of getting rid of Dembele. I actually don't think that's going to happen. I think we could get Neymar and keep Dembele. I think that's a possibility. But how do you feel about Neymar coming?
I think I texted you about this. Like, I just don't think that I think he's in a different play style, a different league. I think that might have changed his game a little bit. And then I also think that, like I said, I think he has too many injuries right now. And I think he's not super old or anything, but Dembele's much younger, has much more time to adapt and develop. And I think if we were to trade for Dembele for Neymar, that would be an awful decision. I don't think that would be worth it, because we're talking about building our team and building it better and keeping young players and developing them. I think that would be the wrong move.
I agree with you, but I also think if we had Neymar, it would be crazy sick. So I think that like I would definitely, I'm with you in that I would prefer to keep Dembele and not take Neymar, but I'm also not going to act like I'm not going to act like it wouldn't be awesome, and that Neymar is not, when he's on his game, like
great,
top,
for sure,
probably the second best player in the world right now.
No doubt.
You know, he's unbelievable. Do I wish we were going after a different PSG player, Mbappe? Certainly. But I really, I just don't get it, kind of, right? I think we need to get a 9. We don't need a winger like Neymar, right? We need to get Jovic or Griezmann or...
Yeah, Suarez is... He's not coming up in something like the Champions League, and we need that right now.
Yeah.
Right.
So. We need changes. We need a legitimate change of the team identity that Valverde's been putting out. Like, I can't believe I even have to go down the hypothetical of how I want the team to play next year with Valverde as coach still, because it just doesn't seem like a legitimate option. But, I mean, if we keep Valverde...
Well, it would be like another year of predictableness.
Well, and that's why we need to get new players,
yeah,
right? Like, clearly Malcolm's not working out for Valverde. All right, I think Malcolm has the potential to be really good on a different team. If you don't think he's good enough, let's get rid of him, right? Rakitic, love Ivan Rakitic. I'll always remember his goal in the 2015 Champions League final, but we're never going to have a time where we can make as much money off him as we can now. I think it's time to get a younger midfielder. Busquets, we got De Jong. He's going to be the sure competition that we need. We got Lenglet. We got Umtiti, right? I think actually under the surface, a little bit boiling is a huge issue, which is like, I think from a pure, like the most value we're going to get out of Umtiti and Rakitic is this summer, and I actually don't think either of them are going to let themselves be traded, basically. I think Umtiti, like with his knee problems, not a lot of teams are going to go for him. And I think Rakitic is like kind of...
He really... definitely does not want to leave. Any reports that I see are about him saying, I love this.
But, okay, but, leave. Like, no one who's here wants to leave, and no one who's not here wants to come. It's like, how are we setting ourselves up for anything but more disappointment next year, right? Like,
we have to be more bold. Like, Bart needs to be more bold, get rid of Valverde, make some good decisions on purchasing players, opening up the market, like, negotiate. We can get rid of players that we don't need. Boateng especially, right? Like, think people who are just taking up space and money, basically. But I honestly don't know what... Everything seems like a plateau. It seems like everybody is just sitting down and just saying, we're going to work with what we have, and we're not going to try to be better. But that's because we're keeping Valverde, and it seems like we're probably, I don't know, we'll see about Coutinho and whatnot, but...
It sucks. Guys, we're screwed. I don't know what else to say. This Saturday, Champions League final, Liverpool-Tottenham. What's your prediction?
Liverpool takes it 2-1.
I'm going to go Spurs take it 3-2.
Interesting.
With the third goal in the 99th minute. So it goes the extra time.
That'd be rough.
Raptors, Warriors. I just found out today the first two games are in Toronto. Did you know that?
I did not, no.
Because they had a better record. Mm. And I don't think KD's going to play the whole series. What's your prediction for the finals?
Warriors still look really good compared to the general league, but they also played the Blazers, which are not that top tier of a team. I mean, they're great, but not nearly as good as the Warriors.
Raptors. So what's your prediction?
I think the Warriors might win 4-3.
I think the Raptors win 4-2.
Damn.
Final question. All right, now we're going to do a quick round, okay? I'm going to name a player.
Oh, God.
You say yes if there'll be a Barcelona player next year, no if not.
Okay.
Delight.
Yes.
Valverde.
Oh, God, yes.
Griezmann.
No.
Jovic.
No.
Dembele.
Yes.
Rakitic.
Yes.
Umtiti.
Yes.
Neymar?
No.
I don't know how you can hear what you just said and think we're going to have a good year, but
I didn't say we're going to have a good year.
Let's hope for the best, everyone. You can do a quick round with me. We'll see what I think.
No, I don't want to do this. I'm ready.
You're just too depressed?
Yeah, it's already not good.
This is a dreary end of the season, man. But you know what? Thank you guys for listening. This is the first season we've ever done a podcast. This is our 13th episode.
We were really excited, and it went downhill real quick.
Thankfully, you know, we're going to keep it up. We'll try to get some summertime pods. You know, we got some creative ideas. Talk about the Copa America. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks, guys.
I hope we have some better days.